You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, here we go. Fast, fun, and funny. This is Ace and Friends, the Friday edition. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers, just trying to get back to some March Madness. That's all. Mm-hmm. We may shorten this thing today.
Yeah. I think everybody's trying to get out of work.
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah.
I got a movie to get to. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Rob. Rob's got a Ghostbusters movie he's got to get to today. You have reserved seats?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Yeah. I know you always get reserved seats, Rob, but was there any danger of it being sold out? Was it a heavily sold movie?
No, not at noon on a Friday, so.
Yeah, it might be empty. See, your kids are in school.
Yeah, especially this weekend. This is a tough weekend to open because I would think a lot of the audience for a Ghostbusters movie that does include the two members of the original cast.
Three of them,
I'm sorry. Yeah. A lot of that would be, I would think, people who are about my age.
I was about to say, it's people older than me.
Yeah, I was in high school when Ghostbusters came out. A lot of men my age are not going to the movies this weekend.
No.
You know, guys in their 40s and 50s are like, no, they might want to take their kids one day, but like this weekend, it's like, no, man, I got basketball all weekend, it's March Madness. Yeah. Because there are a lot of people that watch this basketball tournament that don't have any clue what's going on.
Yeah.
By the way. Have y'all checked the messages on our Facebook page from the Ace and TJ show this morning?
No.
Well, okay, granted, cut us a little slack here. We didn't see the Kentucky University of Oakland upset because it was one of the late games. So we were already in bed because everybody gets up at like 3:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, sorry. We didn't realize it was Oakland, Michigan, not Oakland, California. We had so many messages. I saw a minute ago from people like, it's Oakland, Michigan. One guy was like, shaking my head. Oh, whatever, dude. Who cares?
You'll be okay.
Who cares? Yeah, everything's going to be fine.
You'll be all right.
But like, but Riggins, you don't follow college basketball, but will you watch this weekend?
Of course.
Kind of keep it on the whole week?
Yeah, I mean, it's like watching the Super Bowl or the World Series. I mean, even if you don't know a lot, it's exciting to watch.
It's just fun. It's just exciting.
Yeah, I don't know anything about gymnastics, but I'll watch it during the Olympics.
Absolutely. That's a great comparison. It's the exact same thing. You're just watching because, hey, this is what's happening right now. This is what everybody's watching. And there's always something exciting going on.
Yeah.
So let's wrap this up so I can get back to that. Okay?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Ooh, it happens to all of us. That moment where you go, maybe I'm getting a little older. Gen Z is having a moment like that right now. And we'll prove it next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
So it happens to all of us. There comes a moment in your life when something, one singular thing, makes you stop and go, I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Already happened to you, Riggins? You're 36?
Oh, yeah, it happened in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, have you already had that moment?
It's usually song-based. I'll find out how old a song is, and then I'll go, oh, God.
Yeah, that's a really good way to have that happen. Well, that's kind of what's happened to this this aging Gen Zer who's going viral.
I hate to be this guy. Just for the record, I don't want to say this. It's just something I feel needs to be said. Can we turn down the volume at concerts like a touch? Oh, call me a curmudgeon. You know what I mean? Like, call me a grumpy old man. But I swear to God, the last couple years, concerts have gotten too loud, way too loud. You can't even really make out what's going on with the music. Am I crazy for saying that? Do you know what I mean? And trust me, I want to have reckless abandon fun as much as the next mid-20-something-year-old trying to hold on to whatever shred of youth we have left in our ever-aging bones as we creep towards our inevitable demise. Certainly, I'd love to live a life just complete disregard for the health of my future self, okay? But also, the last couple concerts I've been to, they've been so loud I was confronted with my own mortality. And that's like, that's a little too loud, right? Like all about, just, is it too much to ask for a skosh? A
I love it. Is it too much to ask for a skosh?
I'm going to disagree with him. I love a loud concert.
Well, he's not saying don't make it loud. He's just saying, can we turn it down a notch? Just a little bit. Here's a point that he makes, though, that maybe a point that gets lost in this. He doesn't really make this point, but it's not really about the volume. For a long time, I've had a problem with the sheer volume at a concert simply because sometimes you do have to turn it down just a touch to for clarity's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like a lot of times you'll go to a concert and it's just, and it's like, okay, it's loud. And I want it to be loud. I want to feel it. But I always end up thinking, if they would just turn that down a little bit, they could level out the instruments and we would hear the music so much, and it would still be plenty loud.
Mm-hmm. But so you're saying the mix is just
it's
off.
It's a mix thing. Because they lose the mix in the volume.
That makes sense.
And that's the thing that I learned being in the band. You can't just turn everything up. Sometimes you have to turn it down a touch to level out the mix so it actually sounds better. The presentation is better. It's still plenty loud.
Yeah.
But he's not wrong about that. But it is funny that that's his moment of like, I'm getting a little older. Can we
just a touch.
I love
just
that word.
Skosh.
Just a skosh. Don't get a skosh. Are you actually in love with your coworker, or is it a new term called office goggles? We'll explain next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. This is the Ace and Friends show. At Ace Cannon Media, if you want to follow along with the stuff that we produce and put out every day. At Ace Cannon Media. But, do you think this is a... Well, wait a minute, Reagan. I just realized. You fell in love with a coworker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I did, yeah.
Your girlfriend, you met her at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you actually, y'all ended up being together 2.5 years, something like that. There is a new term that's... It's a blogger posted about it on TikTok, and it's gone viral, called office goggles. They say it's beer goggles. Just at work, you know, without the beer. You know what I mean? When you fall for someone at the office, even though you'd never look twice if you pass them on the street. It's been in Urban Dictionary since like 2006, so it's not a brand new term. But most people have never heard of it until this blogger wrote about it. The only theory is you see this person so much, it changes your perception of how hot they are. Like, because you see them a lot, and probably have intimate being the wrong word, but a more personal relationship with them, it changes how you think of them. And they become hotter to you than they would be if you were somewhere else.
Hmm. That makes sense.
I don't know if there's anything to that or not. And it's not an experience I've ever really had because, like, well, I mean, I've worked with TJ for 30 years. Everything's really been centered around our show, so we haven't really had a lot of other. We've interacted with coworkers, sure, but so salespeople are in and out. Sometimes you go days without seeing people, that kind
of
thing.
I'll say the office we worked in last, there were a lot of attractive people there, so I don't think it was just goggles for
us. I would agree. There were a lot of attractive people that worked in that building.
And my ex-girlfriend, I'm still attracted to. I think she was super hot.
One of the best smiles I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She had a beautiful smile.
She would light up a room, for sure.
They say it's the claim repeatedly seeing the same person can raise their score an average of 2 points. So yeah, if you were to see somebody out in a restaurant, you'd think, oh, he or she is a 7. But because you see them over and over and get to know them more on a deeper level, they become a 9.
Yeah,
in,
sure.
In the office, they're a 9. In a restaurant, they're the 7.
Yeah. Hmm.
So and they say be mindful of that because a lot of people will ruin a good relationship for somebody at their office.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they realize, wait, I'm really not as into this person as I thought I was.
Just saw him all the time.
Right.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
We know what you need. You just need a little bit of good news to start the weekend. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
All right, so the good news today starts with two women who have been friends since kindergarten, and they're doing something rather unique to raise money. They are trying to set the world record for the longest journey by toy car. They each have their own car. They're driving 500 miles down the coast of Florida. They're driving from Jacksonville to Key West, and you can support them by purchasing some of their swag at their website, TheEarSocks.com. They're on day 3. They've already dealt with a lot of rain. They're having trouble with one of the cars.
Is it like a power wheel?
Yeah,
like
it is. Car? That's exactly what it is. Wow. They've been friends since they were 5, and they both had them when they were young. That was what kind of, I guess that's had something to do with how they met, and they bonded over these power wheels they each had. And they would ride together. So they came up with this idea to raise money for charity by putting together the world record for the longest journey by toy car, which is a great idea. 500 miles at that speed.
Yeah.
Excruciating.
And your knees are all bunched up a bit.
Excruciating. I cannot imagine doing that.
I wonder if they're on the roads with those.
Yeah. Like I rode that bike almost 500 miles.
Yeah.
I was going probably 5 times faster than them.
Yeah.
At times, you know, because they're just, those cars do not go fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a great idea. There's a mom in Texas who bought an evening gown at Goodwill for $15. Now, we would not be telling you this story, obviously, if it weren't for the fact that something cool happened after that. They found out the designer of the gown was Jackie Kennedy's personal designer. They're still investigating how much it's worth, but they believe it is a custom, one-of-a-kind gown that may have some relation to Jackie Kennedy.
Wow.
Which would make it worth
hundreds
of thousands of dollars.
That's crazy.
They said there's no way to tell exactly yet because they've got to do a lot of research into this particular guy, but it is a one of a kind. There was only one of them produced.
That's amazing.
So they don't know what it's worth, but it's worth something. And a guy was camping in Oklahoma, and he accidentally shot himself Monday. But luckily, two future nurses were hiking nearby and saved his life. This sounds like it's going to be a bad adult film, but it's not like that at all. I read it this morning. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Where is this going?
Oh, you're shocked.
He shoots himself, and they just happen to be, we were just hiking by. And
oh.
Always, I don't know what I'm going to do. How do I make a tourniquet? I'm going to have to tear this shirt up. Turns out they are first-year students who were on spring break.
Oh. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, and they just happened to be nearby. They came down, took care of him, and they say doctors have said they saved his life. It looks like he will make a full recovery.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I had to pull this shirt off.
First-year students on spring break. Uh-huh.
Who right. Tell me it doesn't sound exactly like some bad adult movie.
That is bad.
We were just hiking by. And
I shot myself.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, it's Friday, so I want to do a fun round of normal or nope. I like this game because it always sparks interesting conversation, but there is a normal or nope that's included this time that is really weird. Like one of the weirdest things we've ever had before. So let's start with this. Normal or nope? My coworker asked if it's normal to chew off all the salt on a little pretzel stick before you actually eat the pretzel.
No.
It's a nope. It's you. I've seen people like lick on the, take it and lick on it real quick or something, but I've never seen anybody try to chew the little salt pieces off.
How do you do that? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's really hard, I would think. Normal or nope? Listening to Netflix through your car speakers like it's a podcast.
No.
Maybe if it's like a stand-up thing, but I don't think, no, not normally.
Yeah, the person says it's like a show that they're watching, and they've got to leave, and they're not finished with it yet. They'll just, in their car, they'll just hit their Netflix on and listen to the rest of it.
It's probably not as different as like watching something and doing something on your phone at the same time, I guess.
Yeah. Normal or nope, needing to get every scrap of toilet paper off the roll. So he said, my husband will leave the last few squares that are glued to the roll on, but I have to get them off the best I can. I think that's normal because I want all the toilet paper off that roll.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
Okay. Normal or nope? Here's the weird one. My boyfriend says if he does a number two in a public bathroom and it leaves marks in the bowl, he will clean with a toilet brush so there are no marks in the bowl for the next person.
I mean, you would...
However, if there's no brush available, he will wrap his hand in toilet paper and wipe away the marks real quickly, then flush it.
Oh. No.
Nope.
How graphic.
What is that?
How gross.
I can't say nope.
As I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, where have I? I've never seen a toilet brush in a public restroom.
Yeah, that's also another thing.
And then it's like, okay, so if there's not one, he already has a plan together.
Bunches up a bunch of toilet paper and cleans it himself.
So I guess when the water settles, there's just he probably never touches the water. He just gives it a scrub. And then, ugh.
Ah, no.
Ugh.
Even if there's a brush in there, I'm not using a brush that's been sitting in a public bathroom. It's bad enough you have to use the public bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm with you, Rob. I don't think I'm doing it either. But that's what I just was thinking the whole time as I was reading it. Like, wait a minute. I've never seen a toilet brush in a public restroom. Uh-uh. Well, what would he do then? Oh, there's the answer. That's what he does.
Ugh. That is so great. Yeah, and why are you telling your girlfriend about it?
Right.
Here's what I do when I...
Why would you want to tell anybody that?
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So one of the things that I love about the March Madness basketball tournament is, like, it every year you relive these great moments. Moments that, for somebody like me, were huge parts of my childhood. Give me an example. I was in the ninth grade when NC State won the national championship. And my friend, who's still my friend to this day, I just went to an NC State basketball game with him last year. His name is David Stout. He lives in Durham, North Carolina. And he is an NC State grad. His family, his sister went to NC State. His parents went to NC State. Their parents went to NC State. He's a season ticket holder to all the things that... But he was the first person I knew. He lived in my neighborhood in Pineville, Louisiana. And if you know anything about that game, they were massive underdogs. The only reason they got into the NCAA tournament was because they won the ACC tournament, which they were never expected to do. And they went on what is considered to be the greatest run in the history of NCAA men's basketball for the tournament. And they won on a missed shot on the last second of the game. Lorenzo Charles put the ball in and dunked it. Mm. And I remember, I clearly remember that moment because, A, that's my friend's school, where I knew he was going to go to school there. And I remember, like, I was watching it by myself in the den at my house. And when they scored, I jumped up and yelled, and my mom got up and came and told me, "It's almost 10 o'clock, be quiet." She was very upset.
Shut up.
Are there memories, and there are so many things like that. That's just one of the big ones that I love when they show that memory every year. There's some really cool LSU memories that I have from that as well, from when I was in school and all that. But are there things that still evoke those types of memories for you?
Yeah. I mean, different things. I remember when I was young, whenever Tiger was like, maybe it was like 98. I know I was too old to be sitting on my dad's lap. I think I was probably 10 or 11. He might have been playing in the British Open. My dad grabbed me around the waist as I walked by. He was like, "Come here, sit here, watch this guy." And I was sitting on his knee at like 11, like too big to be sitting on his knee. But he was so excited and wanted me to watch it too.
That's a great memory, though. Mm-hmm. So at any time when you have kids one day, they talk about, "Hey, what did you see Tiger Woods?" And you can relay that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that, Rob?
The only thing I can think of, it was kind of recent, but when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl, I was at the game where they won the NFC Championship.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And any time at the start of a season, I'm like, this isn't going to be as good anymore. But it makes me...
makes you sad.
Which is the reason, again, that Rob won't go to a Panthers game because no game will ever be as exciting as that one that he went to.
That is the single most exciting football game I've ever watched.
I don't get the logic. It'll never
be this good, so I'll just never go back again.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing.
Yeah.
But Rob stands by that.
Yeah.
We've all had this moment where we've all thought, "Oh my God, am I on camera right now?" Or, "Oh my God, I'm glad I'm not on camera right now." Mm-hmm. Well, the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day is next. And this lady lived it.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, "Hey, I'm loving life"? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at htj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace & Friends.
There are universal fears that we all have. Rob, have you ever had a fear of accidentally broadcasting yourself on the internet?
Yeah, of course.
Especially now with so many Zoom meetings and you hear all these stories.
Well, like I open my phone sometimes and it's on like Instagram's camera. I'm like, "What? Whoa, what? Excuse me?"
Oh, I don't know how that happens, but I've had it happen with Snapchat or something. I've opened my phone and the camera part is on. It's like, "Oh, why is that on?" Yeah. Well, there's a lady in London And she is living this nightmare right now. There was a funeral. Not everybody could make it. So the church set up a Zoom where people could watch it online. Very common. They did that with my daughter's funeral. One woman accidentally broadcast herself showering. She couldn't make it to the service, but she was going to the wake later on. Now, that's odd because we have normally there's the wake is the day before or the morning of, and the service is later. So she was going. But so she set up a Zoom where people So she logged into the Zoom so she could watch the funeral service while she was showering, getting ready. Computer sitting right next to the shower so she can watch while she's showering. And she did not realize her camera was on.
That's not good.
An initial report said there was a screen set up at the funeral so people in the church saw it. Oh. Now, it's not clear if that is true, but they say people that were watching online definitely saw her because she did not realize it for a while. One person on the Zoom said she didn't just shower, she also shaved.
Oh, God.
Guess when she found out that's what happened? When she showed up for the wake after the funeral. It is like the nightmare of all nightmares.
That's like those dreams you have that, like, you go to school without clothes on or something. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah, and I think the worst part about that is it's one thing if you realize it happened, and then you can decide, I can't go to the wake now. But you don't find out until you're standing there confronted by people face to face.
Nobody could, like, send her a message on Zoom or something? And
that's what I thought. Someone could have done something to let her know. But then again, she's in the shower. So she's probably just listening, not really paying attention to what's on the screen that much. But now you have something headed into the weekend to start a conversation. That is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
If you are not of Gen Z, you better start thinking about what's happening to all your stuff once you die. If you care at all, because Gen Z is not playing around. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and Friends.
The stuff that we hoard today is a little different than what our grandparents refused to throw out. Like, well, I don't know. You know, I've thrown out all of my baseball trophies from when I was a kid, but my mom would never do it. She refused to throw them out when I moved out of the house. So I've saved my kids that hassle. But honestly, I don't know what my kids are going to do with platinum albums that hang on the wall. I really don't know. They don't care. I don't know what they'll do with them. But somebody asked people to name things millennials save that their kids will immediately toss as soon as they die. So, Rob, if you were to have a kid at this point, which one of these things would you even still have? By the way, video games was toward the top of the list. The box your cell phone came in.
I still have that, yes.
Because if you want to sell the phone and get a new one or something. Yeah,
all my Apple products, I still have the boxes for them.
Yeah, same. I don't know why I still have the box, but I do. And they say that's the first thing to go. All those boxes, they throw those out right away. The box of random cords and dongles you've saved your whole life.
I have a huge box of those. Yes.
I have one that sits in the garage. And they said, look, if you would stop and go through that box, at least half of those you have no use for now.
Or they don't work. Like, I have like dozens of HDMI cables in that box.
That don't work?
I don't know that to be true completely, but I just
assume. But you're pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All those rubber bracelets promoting different charities and causes. I don't have this one.
No,
I have
either.
I have I don't even know if I have the grandkids anymore. And then a member of the radio family made these rubber bracelets. My son wears his every day for Peyton when she died. And that is, those are amazing. So that is not one that would relate to me. That Dave Matthews Band t-shirt you stood in line for at a concert in 2001. They say Goodwill stores are going to be overloaded with those types of things, which would include your movie and cartoon t-shirts, Rob.
Probably, yeah, because they're not going to want them.
Yeah, all the DVDs you're still saving?
I've already sold all my DVDs.
Okay, I just donated all mine to Goodwill and stuff. It says for women, all the makeup that you're still hoarding.
Because it's probably out of style.
Yeah, your collection of thermoses and water bottles, because millennials have a lot of water bottles. The random workout gear you never used, things like the ab roller, the shake weight, all that kind of stuff. And the jeans that you swore you'd fit into again someday. So that will probably never happen. But all those things, considered millennial junk, the top things your kids will toss when you die.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There's a man who has reappeared. He is a huge part of people's lives, was a huge part of their childhood. And when he reappears, people go nuts. But I think there may be a little bit more to it, and it may not be a bad thing. Next.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. Usually funny, I think. This is the Ace and Friends show. You can follow along at Ace Cannon Media. At Ace Cannon Media. So you can follow the stuff that's happening with the Ace and Friends show. Live on our app, on the Ace and TJ app, every weekday at 3 Eastern in the afternoon. And then after that, available everywhere you download podcasts. There's a man who, Rob, how long ago was it that he reappeared on Twitter and the world went crazy?
I think it was like a year ago, maybe.
About a year. Just out of nowhere, the original Steve from Blue's Clues showed up on Twitter and just simply asked, how's everybody doing? I think was it a year ago? I think it was maybe around the summer. Yeah, 8-9 months ago. He just simply, how's everybody been? How you doing? And something like 124 million people responded. The outpouring was crazy. Now, my daughter would be 24 now. She would turn 25 this summer. And that's how I was introduced to Blue's Clues, because I was already an adult. But Blue's Clues was a huge, huge part of her life. She had the Blue's Clues doll. The whole thing, she was way into Steve and Blue's Clues. Loved it. And I get the nostalgia. So Steve then pops back up yesterday on TikTok. And it's an interesting thing that he did. I'll just play the first part, and then we'll have to skip to the end here.
Hey, I'm checking in. Tell me, what's going on?
All right, so that's about 5 seconds of this clip. And then you skip to the end, because he doesn't say anything.
It's good to hear from you. You look great.
The whole clip is 59 seconds long. 5 seconds of him going, hey, I'm checking in. How you doing? What's going on? And then at the end, the last 5 seconds, he just says, "You know, good talking to you. You look great." And I'm assuming now what he's going for, would you agree with that? He's going for people trying to stitch it.
Probably.
So they can share.
Yeah, because it was on TikTok, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely.
So he's looking for people to stitch and talk about it and maybe have some fun with it, maybe share a little bit about themselves. Mm. Some people would say that this is odd, Some people would say that it's weird. Some people would say that it's clearly some type of Nickelodeon marketing thing, maybe in light of all of the bad press that Nickelodeon has been getting lately about what's happened there in the past. But there may be a little more to it that may not be so bad. I'll explain next.
Coming up on Ace and Friends. Ace and-
Wrong one, Rob. Can I do that? Here.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace & Friends.
And this is Steve from Blue's Clues.
Hey, I'm checking in. Tell me, what's going on?
And he just sits and listens. He looks at the screen for about 50 seconds before he says, good talking to you. And you look great. Now, a lot of people will say, if you respond to this with some type of, oh, here's what's happening, that kind of thing, that it makes you weak. And that it's a generation of people who are looking to just have a way to share their troubles in life and, oh, woe is me, and all that kind of stuff. And I get that. And there is something to that. I think a lot of that is very true. But on the other hand, is it so bad, whatever the reason that you're struggling, is it so bad that something comes along that just provides you a moment of comfort? Do I think it might be a little silly? Sure. Is it something I would do? No, I'm not going to stitch and go, hey, I'm having a bad time. I'm, you know, life sucks and I'm sick or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to do that. But if you just have a moment to just sit and maybe you do talk to Steve, or maybe just seeing him in this moment asking you how you're doing provides a little comfort. Nothing wrong with that. I don't think. If it helps you get over the hump, if it helps you get from one day to the next, if it helps you feel a little bit better about your situation, if somehow it helps you feel like somebody cares about you, nothing wrong with that at all. You do what you got to do to keep moving yourself forward on a daily basis. And as long as you're moving yourself forward, you take the comfort where you can get it. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Personally, I love Steve. My daughter loved Steve. And I hope that somebody can get a little bit of comfort out of that. Especially headed into the weekend. I think that's an okay thing.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
We're going to the Roadhouse with Tech D Rob. Or we might end up talking about great sports memories. We'll see which way this goes. But either way, it's going to be very entertaining. Next.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Tech D Rob, did you say this morning you make reservations at Roadhouse, at Texas Roadhouse?
That's why I was kind of asking if what I did is considered a reservation. So In the app, you can see how long the wait is, and you can put your name on the list for it before you get there. And I won't even go. I'm not even going to look to go to a Texas Roadhouse if I don't do that beforehand, because they're always busy. So,
okay, I think that makes sense. No, I don't think that counts as a reservation.
Okay.
Because essentially what you're doing is just, they're not holding a table for you. You just get there and may still have to just wait till your turn comes up.
Yeah.
So you may start, if it says, how close are you to a Texas Roadhouse? If you wanted to leave your house, how long would it take?
15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And if you open the app and sign in on the app before you leave the house, say if it's got a 30 minute wait, you'll go ahead and jump on and set it to sign in to get on the wait list.
Right. Cause what they'll do is if you get there without that, they'll make you do the same process. So
on the app, so you have to get on the app in the restaurant.
They might do it for you at the reg at the check-in stand, but it's doing the same thing. So
okay. So, but that way though, by the time you get there, you've already drastically reduced your wait time. So you may not have to wait but 5 minutes or so, and normally you would have to wait 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Texas Roadhouse has helps out.
I think that's genius on your part. I don't think it's not a reservation, but it's a smart way to go about doing it because you're cutting down your time waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super smart if you can do that.
The less amount of time it takes till I get some rolls, it's the better.
I hear you. I hear those rolls are good. Did you mention a minute ago your greatest sports memory is that Panthers game that you went to when the Panthers won the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl?
But by a long shot. Like, yeah. Yeah.
What is number two? Because you're not a huge sports guy.
Yeah. My number two was, I don't know if it was the same season or not, but the year Julius Peppers came back to the Panthers.
Right, right.
I was at the opening game, and they introduced him like a team captain, but he wasn't anymore. And the whole place erupted. And I mean, Julius Peppers was my favorite Panthers player. And I got a little teary-eyed when they introduced him that way.
Oh, I can see that easily. That was a really – I remember that moment. I remember that game. I don't remember that specific moment. But I can see that because there was a lot of emotion in the air when he came back to the Panthers.
It was awesome.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame. You can see you've seen a Hall of Famer play.
Yeah.
Those are two pretty good moments.
Yeah, they're very good. I cherish them, to be honest.
And yet there will be no more that will ever top that because you will never go back to a Panthers game because those are so good, such good moments.
If it did happen, it would be like they won something and I'm watching from home and it was really good and everybody, like somebody was with me there that I enjoyed it with, that kind of thing. It wouldn't be live.
Right. It won't happen to you live ever again.
Right.
What if somebody said, what if the Panthers went to the Super Bowl and somebody said, Rob, we're going to the game. Do you want to go to the game? You can go with me.
Yeah, I'd go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I don't know that I would go to another NFC championship.
On the chance they might not win.
Right. Cause
or even if they did win, it wouldn't be as exciting as the first one.
Because they dog walked the, right, the Arizona did. Cardinals.
So you wouldn't even go back to see them win the NFC championship again because it might not be as exciting as the first time you went.
Yeah, that place was it was rocking.
That is one of the most weird theories I've ever heard in my life.
Well, we know I'm a weird man. So. No,
very true. I respect your commitment to it. That's awesome.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace and Friends.
Seems like a long time, but it hasn't been that long ago in the grand scheme of things. 20 years ago, Ozzy Osbourne was voted as the man people around the world would most want to represent us if aliens were to come? Remember that, Rob?
No,
it was like 2002, 2004 at the height of the Osbournes when that show had just exploded and everybody fell in love with Ozzy Osbourne.
I love him, but I don't want him to represent us if aliens come.
That's, I agree.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
There was something about him, though, that made, he became so human while watching the Osbournes. And that has really continued. He's been through a lot of stuff, a lot of things, but there's a TikTok that's out. Now, if you have kids around or something, turn it down, because there's a little bit of a rough part of this. But this is why we love Ozzy Osbourne. This is Ozzy with his daughter, Kelly, who's asking the questions, and his wife, Sharon.
Do you know what Riz means?
Riz.
Yeah.
Aren't they smoking papers?
Well, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah, but...
it's wrong. I just want to say I consider Dad to be Riz.
Okay.
Oh. But used to describe someone's ability to be charming and ability to woo a person.
Jizz.
No! Riz, Dad! Riz!
I've listened to that three times and it makes me laugh every time.
Jizz.
No.
Oh, God.
That's what we love about him. And some people say it's an act. I really don't think it is. You're talking about a guy that did so much dope. He did so many drugs.
He's in his 70s now, right?
Yes. And he once said that he stopped doing acid because he did something like he did acid every day for a year just to see what it would do.
Good God.
Yeah. And he ended up kind of really messed up. And obviously he's had tons of problems with drugs and alcohol through the years. And I do think it has affected him in a negative way. But I think that's genuinely who he is now. And there's still something charming about him.
Yeah, he's easy to like.
Yeah, you don't ever get the feeling. I think that's one of the things the show did. You don't ever get the feeling that he's trying to be something he's not. Because he was okay just being himself, you know, and letting people see that this, you know, guy that was a heavy metal maniac was really a sweet guy that loved his kid. You know, the Prince of Darkness, of all these evil things that he was supposed to be. He was just a cool guy that hung out and loved his kids and liked to watch history documentaries. And I don't know if we could have that anymore today. I don't know if you could do that again. Because of social media, that time may have passed when you could see a different side of someone in that way. To that extent, and it have be as successful as that was. But I just thought it was too funny not to share.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
So Riggins had to leave early today because he's got somebody coming to check his HVAC unit at his house. And they gave him the window, like, you know, 9:30 to 11:30 kind of thing.
That's important.
He needs 1 to 3. Yeah, it is important. But I get amused by, and I don't know if you feel the same way, Rob, I get amused by how, I don't know if obsessive is the word, almost like he's nervous. Like, if I'm not there by 9:30, what if they're there at 9:30? I'm not there at 9:30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it becomes such a thing, and it is a big deal. I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but I don't know, sometimes the way he reacts, I've got to go. Okay, no problem.
You believe the word we've used before is neurotic.
Neurotic is the only way I can describe it. Mm. It is very Larry David-ish at times. And we're not saying anything behind his back that we wouldn't say if he was here. I think it's funny to see.
Yeah, it makes me laugh most of the time.
Yeah, I find it, agreed, I find it pretty amusing as well.
I try not to laugh in front of him because I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate that, but... it does make me laugh.
Yeah, but I think he's okay with it. He realizes that that's just kind of the way he is. And that's the way he's always been. Even when he was in college, you know, when we used to have money, we would order breakfast all the time. And TJ and I would buy everybody breakfast. Riggins never once ordered breakfast as an intern. We'd buy the interns breakfast and all that. And he never ordered breakfast because he didn't. I don't want anybody thinking I'd give me anything. I don't want to owe anybody anything. I'm like, you don't owe us anything, man. We just bought breakfast for like 10 people. It's no big deal. We wish you would let us buy you breakfast. That's okay. Thanks. If you want a coffee or anything, that's okay. I brought Diet Coke.
Yeah, I was about to say, every once in a while, he would take you up on a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's the extent of it, the Diet Coke. And even, you know, we would go on these road trips And one day it was just me, TJ, and Riggins. And we went to eat. And he just, you know, was like, it's okay. I'll get mine. No, you're not getting yours. You're here because you're working. We will take care of it. Okay. Okay. And then when he ordered, I don't know, it was just weird because he ended up just taking his and going back to the hotel. That was the day we learned that he hates restaurants. So he just got his to go and put it in a box. And he was kind of frazzled. And he's like, I hate restaurants. I'm just going to take it and go back to my room at the hotel. Okay. I'm not sure how to handle that. But it's just a very odd experience. Odd is not the right word. It's different. Just because it's not something I would do, that doesn't mean it's odd.
Saying different instead of odd, I mean, they basically mean the same thing.
What?
They basically mean the same thing. So you could just call him odd. I know it doesn't sound as nice, but it's odd.
Rob, it doesn't mean the same thing.
It's very much the same
thing. Okay. Ace and Friends.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. This is the new Ace and Friends show. We've reached the conclusion on a Friday. We got some March Madness to get to. Tech D Rob's got a movie to get to. Ghostbusters.
Yup.
What is it? Ghostbusters, Frozen, the Frozen what?
Empire.
The Frozen Empire. And it's got Bill Murray.
Dan Aykroyd.
And Ernie.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson in it. Yep. So it goes, Harold Ramis has passed away. So he's not in it. Who are the other Ghostbusters? Is it Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd's in it. And most of them are children. Well, not children, but like teenagers.
The rest of the Ghostbusters are teenagers?
Yeah. Because it's like they're passing the torch, essentially.
Okay.
But Paul Rudd and the children's mother are like the adults that are with that the new group.
Are they expecting this to be a big movie? First off, two questions. One, did Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and all, did they all return for the last one?
They were in it a little bit. Okay. They're like near the end, they start showing up. This one, they're going to be in the whole movie.
As far as I know. Are they expecting that to launch this back to prominence?
I think so. And then the last movie was pretty well received, so I think they figured that it would be a good idea to make a sequel, but I've not seen good reviews for this one, so really? We'll see. Oh.
It would be nice to see Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson do something, and it would be cool again.
Yeah.
By the way, I just saw this morning. They're worth a lot of money, like way more than I thought.
The three of them?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd is worth over $250 million. They said Bill Murray is worth over $180 million.
I would have guessed that Ernie Hudson was a little less, or significantly less.
He's way less. I think they said $5 or $7 million, something like that.
Because I assume that the other two have stake in the movies that they've done.
Yeah, they're involved in the writing and the production and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's but I did not realize. I guess I never thought about it much. Like, you know, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd are rich, but I just didn't figure 250 and 800 million rich.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's a lot of money. Or, I'm sorry, 180 million rich. Rob, favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends show?
I'm honest with you. I do not remember.
Well, I'll tell you my favorite thing. Anytime we get into a discussion of your unwillingness to go to another professional football game because you went to that NFC Championship and nothing will ever compare to that, I am fascinated and flabbergasted, and that will always be my favorite thing of the day. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Ace and Friends.